Glenn Stevens and Always Albert. Very nice win today.
Yeah, look, he's no superstar, Pete, but, you know, we've had a few little... only paid $1,000 for him. Had a few little problems, but he was due to, you know, win, and he delivered.
Whereabouts did you get him from? $1,000?
People I train for in Victoria Standards, they sent a couple over and said, oh, I've got another one here if you want it. I said, $1,000. I said, oh, had two starts. I said, throw him on. So he came with him.
Cheapest chips.
And owning myself.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Now, look, the way he finished the race off today, obviously we heard Shannon talking about how she tracked Michael Guthrie's man into the race, and he did everything right today. Maybe there's a bit of scope there for a couple more?
Oh, look, he might win one or two more, but, you know, he's a little bit jointy, but, you know, the boots are suiting him, and those horses, so coming into the winter, he probably will, but, you know, you wouldn't be aiming too high, probably only a couple more wins if that.
But he was handled well by Shannon Brazil today.
Yeah, you know, I said to Shannon, I need a win, and she delivered.
All right, how many you got in work?
9 now.
Okay,
well, three two-year-olds,
any of them go okay?
Well, I've got a half to Sox, which trialled well, and I think he's a nice horse, and I've got Alma here, which might trial, but just a bit immature, but goes are good, and another one that we paid a bit for, but that'll probably won't race the two-year-old the way it's going. It's a nice type, but it's probably a three-year-old.
Right, the half to Sox, by which style?
Tough Speed.
Oh, okay.
He's trialled twice, run two trials, went shinny, he's going to run down here, I think it was before Hobart Cup, and just showed a bit of shinness, so I turned him out.
Well done with Always Albert today. Let's hope there's more wins around the corner.
Thanks, Pete.